update on some of the other teams at Warsaw. Volleyball team won their first round sectional match against Elkhart at Goshen last night in three. They play tomorrow. The first semifinal is at 11, and they play the second against Northridge. Boys soccer, a thrilling regional semifinal win last night in a penalty kick shootout. They beat Carroll, who they tied with at the very beginning of the season. The girls lost in heartbreaking fashion to Penn on Wednesday in the region semifinals. Second down seven as we start quarter two. Movement and whistles and flags. Northridge at the snap jumped off sides. Warsaw would have got, I think they would have gained a first down, but they blew the play dead. There was not a lot of conviction in the whistle there. The official on the far side was like, I probably should just go ahead and call this. It's a 5-yard penalty, the second against the Raiders, the first accepted. Moves the ball to the Tiger 45-yard line, and now it's second down and two. Warsaw on a 25-yard pass from Brock to Egoff. The extra point by Smythe, are up 7-0. Brock, option play right, hands off up the middle. Duncan on the carry. I don't know how far he got. Now it looks like the official on the far side is going to wave everybody forward. Give it a gain of two for Brody Duncan. First down, Tigers. 11:48 left to play in the half. Warsaw leading 7-0. Duncan again, big week after the initial fumble on the very first play. 25 carries, 110 yards, and a touchdown. His best game as a varsity player for the Tigers. Brock sends his team to the line of scrimmage. Wings on either side. Duncan in the backfield. Option play left. Handoff up the middle. And this is Duncan. He's still going. He broke through the pack. 40, 35, 30. Oh, he fumbled the football. It's rolling back toward the end zone. That's recovered by Northridge. Oh, my. Duncan gained about 40 yards and then fumbled. Let's see. 10, 20, 30. Give him credit for a 30-yard run and then dock him for the fumble. So the Tigers turn it over and Northridge gets the ball back and they will start at their own 12-yard line with 11:15 left to play here in the first half. And the Raiders will start from there. Rumfelt takes the snap, hands off Sherwood. He'll try the middle. He'll get a couple. Where they started was the 12. They're going to mark him at the 13, so give him a gain of one. It'll be second down and nine coming up for Northridge. It looked like Duncan might score, and Brody had the ball in the wrong hand. And the defender came from behind and swatted it down, and it went bouncing down the field off his knee. Rumfelt, play action fake, looking, fires the near side, and it's caught outside the 15. And let's see where they're going to mark him. It's Hostetler with the catch. They're going to mark him at the 21-yard line. It's going to be short of the first down. So that's a gain of 8 yards and sets up third down at about a yard and a half. Northridge has had third down, it feels like, just about every sequence in their three series. Again, Sherwood to the left of Rumfelt. Takes the snap, hands off Sherwood. Got hit behind the line of scrimmage, but got away and gets a first down outside the 20 to the 23-yard line. That'll be a gain of 2 yards and a first down for the Raiders. Sherwood came into the game leading the team with carries, 124 yards, 552, and touchdowns, 4. And he's given them a first down, 10:25, clock running, second quarter. Warsaw leads Northridge here in Middlebury, 7-0. Play action fake, again looking, quick fire over the middle, and it's dropped. Pass was a little behind the intended target, which was Adam Sloop. You would call that catchable. Sloot probably thinks he should have caught it. It would have been a good catch at second down and 10. We noticed that Rumfelt is generally a pretty accurate passer. But on that particular route with a guy cutting over the middle and then stopping, sometimes it's difficult to know exactly where he's going to stop. Second down and 10. Rumfelt, again with Sherwood a couple steps behind him and to his left. He takes a step. He hands off to Sherwood, trying the right, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, gets away, turns up field, and gets good yardage across the 25-yard line to the 26. That's a gain of 3. Flores Ortega on the stop. Could have been a loss of 3. That's third down and 7 coming up for the Raiders. Trailing Warsaw 7-0. In a game that feels like it's flying by. We've been playing for half an hour, and we have 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Ball in the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is left. Rumfield, play action fake, looking, fires the middle. Got a man at the 40. It's Hostetler across the 45, and he's got a first down for Northridge out to the 46-yard line. That's a 20-yard pitch and catch from Rumfeld to Hostetler, first down Raiders. And again, for high school, that's a pretty good play because that's a slant, and Rumfeld threw the fastball. And this time, Hostetler was able to grab it. 9:24 left to go here in the second. First down, Northridge, looking for the tying score. Rumfeld, low snap, hands off Sherwood. Oh, and he got wrapped up. What a play by Cam Kaufman. Cam Kaufman shed his blocker and at the last second reached out and grabbed the running back around the shoulder pad and brought him to the ground. Sherwood, no gain, second down and 10 coming up. Good to have Cam back in the lineup. Second down and 10. Ball just inside the near hash mark. The wide side of the field is now to the far side, which is the right side of the formation. Rumfeld singling to the three wideouts on that far side. He's going to take off and run. Jumps over the pile and gets across the 47-yard line. That's a gain of about 2 yards. Sets up third down and 9. And I think it's fair to assume that unless this goes really wrong for Northridge, that they're going to go for it. This is 2 downs to get 9 yards. Ball right in the middle of the big green N here at Northridge from the 48-yard line, third down and 9. Play action fake, pump fake, fire with the middle, incomplete. Again, looking for Hostetler. Heady and Flores Ortega were both right there to put a lick on him after he touched the ball. It's 4th and 9, and Chad Epley is thinking. But not very hard. His offense is staying out there. And again, Rumfelt has punted 13 times this season. It's 4th down and 9, and we're going to have a timeout. Timeout, Tigers. 8:04 left to play first half. Warsaw 7, Northridge nothing. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman with you. Austin Elder's doing the stats tonight. Andy Manis has the week off. He will be back in 2 weeks for the postseason. Warsaw hosting Goshen on November 1st. That will be a 7 o'clock kickoff. We know that. I do not have ticket information for you at this moment, but I, of course, will get it. And when I do, I'll post it at warsaw-tigers.com. There'll be a link there for tickets. I would heartily, heartily encourage you to buy your tickets in advance. 3 wideouts in the near side, 1 on the far. On 4th down and 9, and the offense stays on the field for Northridge. Rumfelt trying to get Warsaw to jump. Can't. Takes a snap under pressure. Got away. Flips it out in the flat, and he throws it over everybody's head out of bounds. Again, he throws the ball behind the Warsaw bench, and the Tigers once again have held at the Northridge 48 with 7:58 left to play here in the first half. There was some pressure there, for sure, but Rumfeld had beaten it. I think that's the part from the Northridge standpoint is kind of frustrating because he'd done the hard part. He'd gotten away from Grady Nelson. But he could not get any farther. And when he looked out in the flat, he threw the ball with a defender racing his way, but not that close. And he was way off target. There was not a receiver anywhere in the neighborhood. And now Warsaw with the ball at the 48-yard line of Northridge with 7:58 left to play in the half, up by 7. Pit sweep. This is Evan Davis. Turns up field 40. He's got a first down down near the 35-yard line. And that'll be a 12-yard gain for Davis as they mark him down at the 36. First down, Tigers. Warsaw's done good work working the edges of this Northridge defense. Went back and watched some Mishawaka film just for comparable defensive thought process by the Northridge coaches. And they struggled on the pitches. Warsaw's gashed them with two pretty good runs on pitches. First down and 10, Tigers. And up the middle they go, and this is Hoffert. And Hoffert will stumble forward and protect that ball with two hands as he gets 5 yards. Robbie, a senior. That's his 21st carry of the season. 63 yards now for his total. Ball just inside the near hash mark at the Raider 31 on an absolutely perfect night for football. No wind. Perfect. It's cool. And since the sun has gone down, it's gotten considerably cooler. But it's beautiful. Raiders showing blitz. They're coming. Hoffert tries the middle again, and he'll get to about the 30-yard line, maybe to the 29. If that's true, they give him 2 yards. And it'll be third down and 3 coming up for the Tigers. Stay tuned. It's hard to believe we're talking about halftime already, but we are. Coming up at halftime, we'll have first half scoring. A couple of minutes of news from Dan Spaulding to update you on what's going on in the area. We'll give you first half stats. And Steve's back there compiling scores, which you, by the way, can see just like I can. Go to Warsaw-Tiger, or go to newsnowwarsaw.com. Go to sports and hover over scoreboard 24-25. And Warsaw is going to take timeout. Timeout, Tigers. 6:09 left to go. First half. Warsaw leads 7-0 at Northridge. 3rd and 3 coming back when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Only score of the game so far, a 25-yard pass from Quentin Brock to Ethan Ingoff. With 5:20 left to go in the first quarter, that put Warsaw ahead 7-0 with the extra point by Mason Smythe. Warsaw's had some great chances. Once again, a fumble got in the way. And now 3rd down and 3 coming up for Warsaw from the Northridge 29-yard line, just inside the 30. Ball pretty much right in the middle of the field. Northridge acting like they're creeping people up into the box. Hoffert continues to be the fullback. Wings on either side. And it's going to be a keeper. And turning upfield is Brock, and Brock's going to get the first down, I think. They mark him at the 25, but the official on the far side's marking him way back by the 27-yard line. How is that possible? Holy mackerel. When they move it forward, it's outside the 26. It's 4th down and about a foot. Boy, it sure looked like he got all the way to the 25. So now the Tigers face a 4th down. Northridge has gone twice for it on 4th down and been turned away. Tigers now from just outside the 26 need about a foot to keep this drive going. Hoffert again is the fullback. Brock, hard count, takes the snap, pushes forward, 1st down Tigers. Gain of 2 yards for Quentin Brock to the 24, and with 5:23 left to play in the half, Warsaw moves the chains. Northridge brought extra people, but give Tyler Antunes Brito, the center, filling in for Ben Barine, give him credit. He moved some people around there to get Brock enough room to get leaned forward, and that's really all he needed was to lean forward to get his 1st down. 5 minutes left to play, clock running, 1st half. Warsaw leads Northridge 7-0, and remember, the Tigers get the ball to start the 3rd. Brock with wings on either side. Since Davis in motion, they're going to pitch it to him. Davis now cuts up field at the 23, and there's a flag down back at the 23, back in the middle of the field, and that's going to be holding against Warsaw. Davis, gain of 3 yards is wiped out. And where the flag is, it's is at the 23, and so that'd move the ball back to the 33. Great crowd on hand. Good Warsaw contingency here. Let me add this caveat. It's a great Warsaw contingency considering it's fall break. And the ball comes back to the 34-yard line. So the holding penalty moves the ball back, and now the Tigers have first down and 20. Brock under center. Again, Hoffert behind him. And they'll hand off to, or no, it's a fake. And Brock gets swarmed under back at the 40-yard line. I'm not sure what was going to happen there. Brock did not hand off the ball. I think he was going to drop back and try to pass. But it's a loss of six back to the 40, and now it's second down and 26 for the Tigers. They have the ball right at the 40. They have to get the ball to the 14 to get a first down. 4 minutes left to play in the half. Warsaw will hurry to the line of scrimmage. The play clock is down to four. Now it's down to three. Brock takes the snap. Play exit fake again under pressure, and it's intercepted. He threw a pass, and it's picked off, and it's going to be returned for a touchdown by Northridge. Gorbel picked it off and goes 60 yards, and the Raiders are an extra point away from tying the game. Quint Brock was under pressure. He threw it blindly out into the flat. They were trying to set up a screen, and Gorbel picked it off and ran it back for a defensive score. And with 3:42 left, Northridge is a point away from tying it up. All of a sudden, Northridge getting some pressure up the middle of the field, which they had not so far in the game. And now Owen Carr, spelled K-A-E-H-R, on for the extra point, trying to tie the game with 3:42 left to play in the half. And whistle sound, and looked to me like somebody from Northridge flinched. And there'll be a conversation about that. Hayden Gorbel with the interception. It is procedure against Northridge. Hayden Gorbel saw the pass floating his direction and just snagged it and headed off the other way. And Quint Brock got knocked over and was not able to get back into the play. Now the Tigers run a late player onto the field. His car gets ready for now a 25-yard extra point. This kick is no good. It's no good. He missed it wide left. So the Tigers still lead. 3:42 left to play in the half. It's Warsaw 7 and Northridge 6. So we're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman with you. Andy Manis not with us tonight. Austin Elders here doing the stats. 3:42 left to play in the half. An interception returned for a touchdown by Hayden Gorbel. Made it 7-6, but the extra point from 25 yards out was wide. So now the Tigers with a chance to keep the lead and do something with this kickoff. And it's a high short kick, and this will be returnable. This will be, oh, Reed bobbles it at the 12. Picks it up, 15, 20, 25, look out, 30, 35, 40. Afterburners are on, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers! Reed bobbled the kickoff, turned around, picked it up at the 12-yard line, and woof, down the field he went. 88 yards at Warsaw, now leads 13-6. Holy cow. Tucker Reed had that one go through his hands and hit him right in the face mask. And then he just went, all right, I'm fine. I'd like to know how many times that happens. It feels like it happens a lot in college and pros. Like the coverage breaks down, like they get excited because he dropped it. And then all of a sudden, he just goes flying up the field, and he goes 88 yards, Tucker Reed. And Warsaw back up by 7. They could be up 8. Vilma to hold it. Good snap. Spot is down. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 3:28 left to play in the half. Your new score, Warsaw 14, Northridge 6. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. What a crazy sequence. What a crazy season it's been. Warsaw throws an interception that's returned 60 yards for a touchdown, but the extra point is missed. And then Tucker Reed fumbles the kickoff, picks it up at the 12, and goes 88 yards to put the Tigers up by 7. Now they're up by 8. 3:28 left to play in half. Again, Warsaw is scheduled to get the opening kickoff. We can't see it fully, but we can see the moon coming up between the trees across the way to our left on an absolutely perfect night for high school football. Just gorgeous. Smythe, who has one touchback and then one kick that only made it as far as about the 32-yard line. He was fielded by an up man, and he advanced it a couple of yards. Now Smythe will run to this one, and he'll drive this one high and deep, and this will be 5 yards deep into the end zone. And Northridge will take over from the 20, down by 8. With 3:28 left to play here in the first half. Again, coming up at halftime, first half scoring. 2 minutes of local news, scores from other games in the conference and otherwise. And then we'll get you the first half stats. Raiders with the ball at their own 20. They've gotten a couple first downs and a couple of drives, but they have not been able to manufacture a scoring drive yet. Their only touchdown was a defensive touchdown. The sophomore Rumfelt takes the handoff, hands off to Sherwood. He tries the right side. He's got some room across the 30. I'm sorry, across the 25. And onto the 26-yard line for a gain of 6 yards. Sherwood's a big kid, 5'10", 190 pounds, and a senior. Northridge will hurry to the line of scrimmage with 3:10 left to play in the half. Down by 8, they have all three of their timeouts. Rumfelt, again, hands off to Sherwood, tries the right side, and this time goes nowhere. And was there a flag? There was. There's a flag that came in the middle of that play. And the official who threw it, picked it up and threw it at the 28-yard line. That's where he intended it to land. Illegal block, a block below the waist penalty coming up against the Raiders. I'm guessing Bart Curtis is going to want to take this one. Just guessing. Yes, he's going to. So that'll move the ball from the 26 back inside the 15, and Chad Epley is off his sidelines asking for an explanation. He doesn't quite understand. And they still haven't marked off the penalty yet. Now there they go. Inside the 20 he goes. Inside the 15, and he'll stop at the 13. So officially, Austin, that's a 13-yard penalty. 2:58 left to play in the half. Warsaw leads 14-8 at North, 14-6 at Northridge. Rumfeld with Sherwood to his left. The sophomore takes the snap, play action fake, looking left, throws a wobbly pass, it's intercepted. Egoff at the 25-yard line, cutting the middle of the field at the 20. He's to the 15. He stood up at the 15, still going, and down to the 12-yard line. That was a wobbly pass, and Egoff picks it off. And with 2:40 left to go here in the half, Warsaw's got a great chance to score again, up by 8. That pass came out of his hands almost end over end, is the way it turned out. So Warsaw takes over at the 12-yard line, first down and 10. The chance to go up 2 scores. And again, remember, can't say it enough. Warsaw gets the kickoff to start the third. Again, Hoffert is the running back. Wings on either side. Egoff is wing on the left. And it's going to be a handoff up the middle, and it's Hoffert inside the 10, down into the side, the 5-yard line. He's down near the 2-yard line. Very close to a first down. They're going to mark him just short, so give him a gain of 9 yards on a first down carry for Robinson Hoffert, and that's probably his longest carry of the season. Second down and 1 for the Tigers at the 3. 2:14 left to play here in the first half. This would be a crushing blow for Northridge if the Tigers could punch this in. Brock brings them to the line of scrimmage. Again, wings on either side. Jake Rhodes is the only wide out in this formation. He's wide left. Brock on the handoff. Hoffert, touchdown! Robbie Hoffert scores with 1:51 left to play here in the half, and Warsaw now leads 20-6. Great blocking up front by the middle of that line, Dawson, Antunes, Brito, and Ponce. And they set up the 3-yard score for Hoffert. There's a senior playing in his final regular season game who gets a chance to score a meaningful touchdown. And it's his first touchdown. And now Smythe for the point after. Haubegger snaps it back. High snap. Vilma got it down. And Mason Smythe boots it through. 1:51 left to play first half. Warsaw 21, Northridge 6. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back with you. No football next week, but we will have Tiger Talk tomorrow and next week. Tomorrow will be the last week that we have players with us. And then next week it'll just be the coaches. And we'll start talking to other teams as well, girls soccer. Clive Scott is going to join us. I think we're going to be able to have Jack Carpenter on there too next week for sure. Hoping for a couple others. So we get caught up with the full sports teams. Smythe now to kick off. 2 out of 3 on touchbacks. And he'll run to this one. It's a low line drive, and it's going to be 7 yards deep in the end zone. So Northridge will have to go 80 yards to score a touchdown. 1:51 left to play here in the half. The Tigers have opened it up after the interception return for a touchdown. Warsaw scored twice. Kickoff return for a score, and then the interception cashed in for 7. Now the defense with 1:51 left in charge of just keeping the score where it is. Again, Tigers get the ball to start the third. Rumfelt, the sophomore, sets his team. He's got 3 wideouts on the near side, 1 on the far, 1 back in the backfield. That's Sherwood. And he'll take the snap, fake the handoff. He's under pressure. He steps through it. Rolling to his right, still looking down the field. Floats it down there, and it is almost picked off. Almost picked off. Pass was intended out there for Trey Copeland. But Robbie Strong was actually standing in the way, and Robbie jumped at the ball and tried to grab it and could not. Second down and 10, and the Raiders go quickly. And it's Rumfeld whispering to Sherwood. Now takes a snap, looking deep down the middle of the field. Nobody open. Now he's being chased out of the pocket by Dippin. He'll throw a live pass on the run, and it is caught. There's not an official down there. Now the officials run down, and they say it's a catch. Catch made by Braxton Nagy. A 21-yard gain out to the Northridge 41-yard line. That time Rumfeld, once he got out of the pocket, he had a lot of time to survey things, and he found Nagy crossing from the near side of the field to the far, and he made the catch before he went out of bounds. 1:35 left. Again, Northridge with all their timeouts. Rumfeld takes a snap. Rolling to the near side. He's going to tuck it and run to the 45. Breaks a tackle. Lost the football. It's rolling around loose. It looks like Warsaw's got it, and they do. Tristan Wilson recovers the ball. Wilson with the fumble recovery at the Raider 44 with 1:28 to go. Another turnover for Northridge. And now Warsaw with a great chance to pile on some points here before halftime. So the fumble lost, and the Tigers take over with 1:28 left to play in the half at the Northridge 44-yard line. Field position has been huge in this football game. Turnovers also always huge. Northridge now with two, Warsaw with one. And here comes Quentin Brock in the offense from the 44. Rolling to his left, being chased out of the pocket. He's going to take off with it. Turns up field. He'll get out of bounds into the Warsaw sideline. And they're going to mark him out at the 39-yard line. That's a gain of five. Brock is running to his left, thinking about throwing it right. That is a very difficult thing to do with not getting your without getting your elbow underneath it and throwing it high, which is never good. So that was the best option, and he made the most of it. Gain of five. Ball on the far hash mark. Brock, again rolling out, this time to his right. Throws it on the run. Got a man open, and it is caught, and it's out of bounds. That's Tristan Wilson, who I told at practice yesterday. I like watching him on offense, and he's got a gain of 11 yards to the 28-yard line. And that's a first down for the Tigers. Wilson got to carry the ball once, playing the halfback position last week. Makes a big catch here. Now Egoff will go left. Wilson's out there to the wide side with him. Jake Rhodes on the near side. Again, Hoffert is the tailback. Oh, and Brock fumbled a snap, and he will fall on it for a loss of a yard, and Warsaw is going to take their final timeout. Well, the scoreboard says that they have one timeout left, and they take it here. 1:10 left to play. First half, Warsaw 21, Northridge 6, back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Tiger Talk tomorrow, 9 a.m. Again, we'll have football players tomorrow. That'll be the last week. The last three guys that haven't been on the show that want to be on the show will be able to come in and eat biscuits and gravy and hang out with us, talk a little football, talk about what they want to do when they graduate, get to know them a little better. And the next week we'll start having fall sports coaches in. You want to know how late we are in the school year already? Girls' basketball practice starts on Monday. Not workouts, not try. They start doing stuff on Monday. So it's going to get pretty exciting around here in the fall. Football season has already been very exciting. Second down, 11 Tigers. 1:10 left to go in the half. Warsaw leading Northridge 21-6. Oh, and Brock ran into his own guy and falls down and fumbles the ball again. Goodness sake. That time, he and Hoffert bumped together in the backfield, and the ball fell at the 31-yard line of the Raiders, and he was able to fall on it. And now it's third down and 13. Clock still running, down to 50 seconds left, and Warsaw's out of timeouts. Brock takes a snap, rolling left with time, looks, fires up, and he's got Egoff, who stays in bounds and dies for the first down, and it'll depend on the mark. Oh, it's going to be very, very close. It's a first down. Egoff made the catch, stayed in bounds, and then dove with all his might and got the extra 2 yards he needed to get the ball to the 18-yard line. What a first down conversion by Warsaw with 38 seconds left to play in the half. I mean, there are first down conversions, and then there's stuff like that. That's tremendous play. Ball on the far hash mark. That's the side closest to the Tiger bench. 37.8. to go in the half, 5 on the play clock. Brock takes a snap, fakes the pitch, rolling out with time, now being chased, gets a block, there's a flag down. Brock's going to keep it and go forward to the 15-yard line. 29 seconds left. Gain of 3 there, but there's going to be a flag here against the Tigers for holding. And you get the feeling a field goal try is the destiny of this drive, because they just continue to cause trouble for themselves. Now, Chad Epley came out of the field. Maybe he's going to decline this penalty. Nope, he's taking it. So it'll be First down and 20 at the 28-yard line. A field goal from here would be 45, which for Mason Smythe is no big deal. Everybody lined up to go, except the officials are still over here talking. 29 seconds left. Again, the Tigers out of timeouts. Egoff comes out here. He's wide to the right with single coverage. Brock, quick throw, far side, looking for Egoff. He's got separation. He got held, and no flag. Egoff's jersey got grabbed. As soon as he beat the defender on the near sidelines, the pass is incomplete at second down and 20. Again, you have five people in a high school officiating crew, and from where I'm at, that was easy to see. From where they're at, it would have been very hard to see because it happened so quickly. Egoff beat his guy right away. By the time the line judge on the near side of the umpire, the back judge deep in the middle of the field would have turned, they wouldn't have seen it. Second down and 20. Brock takes a snap, being chased from the backside, throws out in the flat, got his man. It's Wilson. Wilson at the 20. He's down to the 15-yard line. 10 seconds left to go. Clock still running. Warsaw's got to spike it. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5, 4, 3. Brock to the line, 2 seconds, 1, and he spikes the ball, but the clock hit 0, and then a flag comes in. Illegal procedure against Warsaw. So somebody wasn't set. The clock at all three locations, there is a clock here, says 0.0. And the officials are huddling to talk about it. Oh, they're sending Warsaw off the field. Warsaw ran out of time. Oh, they practiced this and practiced this and practiced, but they did not get up to the line of scrimmage in time. They did not get the ball spiked in time, and they run out of time here in the second quarter. Still, Warsaw with a 21-6 lead over Northridge at halftime. We'll come back with the first half scoring next on News Now Warsaw. The Northridge Band is once again on the field, and they are setting up for their halftime show. Warsaw 21 and Northridge 6 here at Intera Field at halftime. First half scoring, Warsaw scored first on a 25-yard pass from Quinton Brock to Ethan Egoff. At 5:20 of the first quarter, Warsaw took a 7-0 lead when Mason Smythe added the extra point. Then in the second quarter, in a span of less than 2 minutes, we had 3 touchdowns. Warsaw was threatening to score again. They set up a screen pass. Quinton Brock was in trouble as he threw it. He lobbed it into the air, and Hayden Gorbel picked it off and ran it 60 yards for a touchdown. And the extra point was wide because there was a false start penalty against Northridge on the extra point. Backed him up 5, and the kick was wide left. On the ensuing kickoff, Tucker Reed had the ball go through his hands and hit him right in the face mask. It rolled behind him. He stepped back to the 12-yard line and picked it up, and then went 88 yards for a touchdown. The extra point by Smythe was good. And with 3:28 left to play, just 14 seconds later, it was Warsaw 14 and Northridge 6. With 1:51 left to go, the Tigers, after an interception, cashed that in for 7. A 3-yard run by senior Robbie Hoffert in his last regular season game. Smythe added the extra point, and that made it 21-6. The Tigers, again, had 2 other chances to score. Remember, Duncan broke through the line, ran for 30 yards, and then had the ball knocked out of his hands, fumbled it, and it was recovered by Northridge. And then the drive right before halftime, Warsaw had a chance to score, and they came away without any points because they ran out of time. 21-6, Warsaw with the lead at halftime over Northridge. When we come back, Dan Spaulding's got your local news. We'll come back with scores from Steve after this on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Intera Field at Northridge High School in Middlebury. Warsaw 21, Northridge 6. Time for the first half stats. They are brought to you by Ulderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw had 12 first downs in the first half, carried the ball 19 times for 106 yards. That's about 5.5 yards a carry. Quentin Brock was 4 of 6 passing for 63 yards in the first half, so Warsaw ran 25 plays for 169 yards. They had two turnovers, a fumble lost, and an interception that was returned for a touchdown, and Warsaw had 4 penalties for 30 yards in the first half. Northridge had 7 first downs, 16 rushing attempts for 51 yards. That's 3.2 yards per carry. Their quarterback, Rumfelt, was 9 of 18 passing for 76 yards in the first half. They ran 34 plays for 127 yards. They also had 2 turnovers in the first half, 1 fumble and 1 interception. So both teams had 2 turnovers in the first half, and they were penalized 5 times for 38 yards, and neither team punted in the first 24 minutes of play. Individually for Warsaw, Quentin Brock, 9 carries, 15 yards, but he didn't really carry the ball a lot. He had a 10-yard run on his second try. Evan Davis, a 12-yard run. Robbie Hoffert, 4 carries, 19 yards, and his first touchdown. Brody Duncan, 4 carries for 46 yards, but on his 35-yard run, he lost a fumble. Tucker Reed, 1 carry for 14 yards. You look at Davis and Reed have only been used twice in the first half, but when they've carried the ball, they've carried it for 26 yards on those 2 carries. Passing the football, Quentin Brock was 4 of 6 for 63 yards. Again, Ethan Egoff with 2 catches for 37, 1 a 25-yard touchdown. And Tristan Wilson's got 2 catches in the first half for 26 yards in the first half of play. Warsaw leads 21-6, and the Tigers get the ball to start the third quarter when we come back. The halftime stats have been brought to you by Oldefer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oldeferbergen.com. The third quarter begins next on News Now Warsaw.